Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Catalina Island to Georgetown, Guyana, Baltimore, Maryland to Cozumel, Mexico, we are the Tastemakers. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this glorious fall morning. Let's see, it's sun is shining again here in Sangerla, sky's blue, cool breeze, but we are experiencing here in L.A., Matt,
a heat wave of
bitter proportions.
Now, you say it is a morning, fall morning. It was fall, what, 2 days ago,
yeah.
I think was the first of fall, so therefore
right.
Across the country and across the globe, it's fall.
Correct.
Is it
snowing? Well, not across the globe.
Right.
Some
places
are having summer.
Absolutely,
yeah.
So is it snowing in New England or what? Is it snowing anywhere?
I don't think it snows in the fall.
How about Nebraska?
I don't think it snows in Nebraska in the fall either.
I know we have fall as late as June here at Mammoth Mountain. So I'm thinking if we have snow as late as June, we got to have it as early as latter part of September. No?
Not at all. No. The snow comes in the winter, not the fall.
I see.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So anyhow, a beautiful fall day.
It's good to be back in the studio today.
Yeah, good to be back in the studio. We were supposed to be in last week. Things popped up. Unfortunately, we weren't here. I'm glad that we were able to have an older show broadcast.
Yeah.
So
happens sometimes.
It does happen sometimes. And again, Mark, I'd say 99% of the time we are in the studio looking at the window. It's always blue skies, white clouds, and just
This is L.A., and that's basically what it is here in L.A., right?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's start off. First off, Mark, let's give a big shout out to iBid4Storage.com. That's iBid, the number 4, storage.com. For all of your online auction needs, when you don't want to leave the home, log on. iBidForStorage.com.
I know I do.
I know you do. Anyhow, it's birthday time, Mark.
Oh, great.
Every day there's birthdays to be celebrated.
Hope we got some good ones today.
Well, we always do. Plus, we have some interesting ones. We have some twisted ones and so forth. Well, we're going to start off with rapper Lil Wayne. There's a couple
Lil Wayne
out there.
Lil Wayne. Is he the guy that's been having all those health problems lately?
I think Lil Wayne is the one in the Sprint commercials where he's pouring the champagne.
Okay,
over
I think he's had all those health problems. His plane had to land early someplace. He was having some sort of seizure.
Oh, wow. Didn't know that. Maybe it's one of the other guys. The other Lils. Anyhow, 33.
Yeah, I was going to say 33.
Is that
he
right?
Looks like he's 43.
He looks like he's 43. It's that hard rapper lifestyle.
Yeah.
Avril Lavigne, singer, 31.
Hmm.
Grace Hesbig, YouTuber. But she's an old one. She's 30.
Well, there are some older YouTubers. That, you know, these people that are getting to the recipes and the cooking stuff.
How about this YouTuber, Mark? It's a boy.
Wow.
24.
24?
Gwyneth Paltrow. Here's a good trick one for you. How old do you think she is?
She's just getting a divorce, I think,
too. I bet you don't get it. Two years either way, I bet you don't get
it. I'd say 42.
Huh? You got it. Bingo. She's 43.
Ah.
Meatloaf. Who dropped
69
on stage.
Today.
Actually, 68.
Well, I heard 69 on the radio from one of our competitors. Well, yeah.
Steve Kerr, coach of the Golden State Warriors.
Wow, I'd say he's 50.
He's 50 today.
Yeah.
I think sometimes, Mark, you might be doing some research on
these
before
I get a chance.
No,
I don't think so. The Meatloaf, I knew.
Rapper, Trick Daddy. He's 42. Now, that seems old for a rapper.
Well, he's probably not still performing, right? Right. I think he's a rapper. That's his claim to fame. But
how about
I don't
Darcy Oak? Magician. Darcy Oak.
A magician, huh?
28.
Interesting.
Right?
Love it.
Sean Cassidy.
Wow. Sean Cassidy. He's not the
he's
into, younger
like,
one.
Producing or directing now, isn't he?
Boy, he's got to be 65?
57.
57?
He was the younger one.
But wasn't he the one that was on...
Hardy Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he was like 20 on the Hardy Boys.
Yeah. And
wow, he was only like 16, huh?
He was probably about, he's a couple years older than us, so... Yeah, either way. But, yeah, 57.
Wow.
Mike Schmidt, retired baseball player from the Philadelphia Phillies, is 66 today. And last on the list, Jonathan Goldsmith. Scratch this one. Anyhow, I can't even pronounce. This was some writer. He would have been 78 today. Anyhow, happy Tuesday, everybody. Hey, big shout out to the LA Dodgers.
Yeah.
For
fourth year in a row.
Fourth year in a row.
Clinching the pennant. Let's just hope this year is a lot better than the last three.
Yeah, I got a feeling that it will be.
Oh, I tell you why I do, Matt, because my son Blake is gone for the first time, and he's the biggest Dodger fan out there. He's at school.
And
so I believe now, since he is gone, this is the year that the Dodgers go all the way.
And this is the year that I put my marbles on the Chicago Cubs at the start of the year. Remember when we were in
Vegas?
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, so I think because of that as well. So the... And it's almost like things are falling into place with Vinny retiring, with them winning the fourth pennant in a row. I mean, things just – and they're going to end up playing – okay, Washington Nationals next week. We dominated in that series when we played them, I believe. And then as far as the Cubs are concerned, when we played them, we beat them 2 out of 3. So I think things might be falling into place. And another thing, 90% of the time, the baseball team with the best record in the baseball does not advance. And
which means that's the Cubs, right?
Right. Yeah.
So you're saying that the Cubs are not going to go?
Yeah.
So the Stars, that kills your ticket that you bought.
Yeah, I don't mind about that, though. Yeah.
I mean, oh, I thought you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah. No, I said that's one reason that the Dodgers are going to win, because I have a winning ticket for the Cubs.
I see.
The Stars are aligning.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we all love the Dodgers. We all love Vin, and we hope for the best for that. But we have a busy day. We actually have an in-studio guest today.
Yes, we do.
Mooney Irony. And I hope I'm pronouncing the name correct.
I think you are.
She's a humanitarian, speaker, celebrity coach, mentor, philanthropist. She's the founder, CEO, chairman, and president of Art for Peace Awards, which is taking place Sunday, October 16th at the world-famous Saban Theater on Wilshire Boulevard in Beverly Hills. Art is the catalyst for peace, says Mooney. So it's going to be a great honor to have Mooney in studio here at about 11 or about 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, we'll go into more details about the event when she gets on, but it's going to cover a lot of things: a beauty pageant, a entertainment award show, films,
Larry King,
VIP
films.
Dinner,
I mean, it's a great event.
Yeah,
and we hope that our listeners that are tuning in will go out, and you can buy a ticket on Ticketmaster. You can buy a ticket at Eventbrite. You can buy a ticket at the Saban box office,
or the website.
You can go to the website. So there's a lot of stuff going on with the Art for Peace Awards taking place. But again, like Matt mentioned, once Mooney comes in, we're going to commit 15 minutes or so directly on her and the event. So stay tuned for important details.
More to follow.
Yeah.
More to follow.
Yeah.
Hey, the new television season, the fall season, started. Lots of great stuff on tap. I've tried to see as much of it as I can, but I haven't been able to catch all of it.
So far, I am not impressed. I saw the new Kevin James comedy.
Kevin Can Wait.
Right.
Which
not
is
happy
almost
with that.
Identical to his last show.
Yeah. I watched that Bull.
Yeah,
with Michael Weatherly.
Yep.
Again, not too impressed with that.
I'm not happy. I watched 10 minutes and I cut it off.
Yeah. I've TiVo'd the new Secrets and Lies. Haven't watched that. I did watch the new Ted Danson movie, The Good Place.
Show.
Or movie. Or show, I guess.
Yeah.
The Good Place.
Yeah.
It looks okay, but not enough to pull me back again this week, I believe.
American Horror Story falls in the category of the fall season, doesn't it?
Sure. We're on episode 3 already tomorrow.
And what are your thoughts on that?
I've only seen the one episode, and I liked it. But
okay.
I like them all.
Yeah. Creepy.
You know? Yeah.
Creepy element about it. Lethal Weapon, I like a lot. I love the first movie 30 years ago. Second movie was pretty good. The third and fourth one stunk. But the TV show on Fox, which Damon Wayans plays the Murtaugh role, and I don't even know the name of the person who plays the Mel Gibson role, but I got to say, I like it. Another show that started last week that I just watched last night, Pitch, about the first African-American. I liked it a lot. So let's see, what else is Speechless? I didn't get a chance to see that. What else is on out there? I mean, it seems like there's been a lot of things that they've been pitching.
Right. Well, Strain is back. There's a couple episodes of The Strain on FX, which is great. Fear of the Walking Dead. Again, this is season 3, but it's no different than season 1 or 2. They're not as graphic as... we have a call coming in. Let me see who's this. Hello, you've reached the Tastemakers. Who's calling? Hello?
This is Chris Elowar, the COO of CBD Care Garden.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Chris, welcome on board.
Say it again?
Matt said welcome on board. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. So we're calling from Denver, Colorado. We just wanted to say that we greatly appreciate the opportunity that we had to come out to the Wow Gift Suite.
Great.
For the Emmy Awards last week. I'm sitting here with Elvis, myself, and Vanessa.
Great. Hey, Vanessa, how are you? And Elvis, what's going on? That's a great name, man.
Hey. Absolutely. I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, great.
Excellent.
Hey, Vanessa, as long as you're on the phone, on the phone right now, on the call, why don't you tell us a little bit something about CBD Care Garden? Give us your website. And
phone number.
Fill us in a little bit about the brand.
Absolutely. So CBD Care Garden launched as of officially our website, www.cbdcaregarden.com, 2.5 weeks ago, and we've just been flying by the seat of our pants with a lot of excitement, people being really attracted to CBD hemp oil in skincare, and that's what we're becoming known for in the industry of cannabis, as well as natural plant-based skincare that is 100% natural and free of chemicals and all the stuff that you look on the back that you don't want to put on your skin. So, you know, Colorado's known for cannabis and hemp, and one of the things we pride ourselves on is our skincare, CBD Care Garden, is pure cannabidiol, it's full spectrum, but it doesn't have any THC. So a lot of people ask, you know, are these products going to get me high? Can I travel with them?
Good question.
Can I perform, you know, athletically with them? And absolutely, the answer is yes. No, the products aren't going to get you high because they are all THC-free.
Great. Fantastic. Now, Vanessa, because healthy skin is your birthright, skincare is made pure by CBD. Is that right?
That is our mantra, because healthy skin is your birthright, skincare made pure. Absolutely.
I love it. Now, Vanessa, now we know that your website just went live recently.
2 weeks ago.
Or 2 weeks ago. So your new brand, your new product out there. Right now, if our callers wanted to find this and they wanted to go to visit the website and they wanted to buy this stuff, your brand, where can they go to buy your product right now?
Live at our website, www.cbdcaregarden.com. That's C as in Charlie, B as in Bravo, D as in Delta, at cbdcaregarden.com, or abbreviated for cannabidiol, which is the cannabinoid in our product.
Fantastic. That sounds great. Did we get a sample?
I don't think we did. Okay. Usually we get, you know, we did.
Well, we didn't make the rounds. It was a busy day a couple weeks ago, ladies and gentlemen. The CBD was at the Wild Creations Pre-Emmy Gifting Suite here in Hollywood a couple weeks ago. A lot of people, a lot of brands, and usually Matt and I make the rounds and we take a little bit of everything to sample. And I think we may have missed it because it was hectic. It was almost chaotic because there was a lot going on right then and there. But the CBD brand is a great brand, and I encourage everybody to go to the website. www.cbdcaregarden.com and give them a try.
And what is your phone number there, Vanessa, too, if they could give you a shout out or if they give you a call?
Sure. It's 720-998-3827. I'm the CEO, and I'm here with Chris, the COO, and we're both the co-founders, along with Elvis, who's the founder. So
great.
We're excited. Thank you for having us there. And we just wanted to say, you know, the reception was so good. We were sold out of our inventory at the Emmys within the first 2.5 hours.
Wow. Fantastic. Wow. Okay. Well, team CBD Care Garden, it was great hearing from you. Great talking to you, Chris. Elvis. Welcome. Nice to have you on board. And
this
Vanessa.
This is the first Elvis that ever called in.
Yeah, I think so. This is the first. Yeah. Elvis is actually in the
in
room.
The building.
But thanks again, everybody. It was great talking to you, and thanks for calling in, and we will be in touch real soon.
Absolutely. We look forward to chatting with you guys.
You
thanks
got
for
it.
Having us.
You bet.
Sounds good.
Take care now.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye now.
Well, you heard it right there from one of our clients who participated in our pre-Emmy gifting suite. Sounds like they had a pretty good time, Mark.
Yeah, I agree, which is great. I mean, we always like it when the brand is well-received, everybody enjoys the product, and they could move forward. You know, by that, I mean get additional orders and get some more exposure.
And that definitely was a cool product, and it was different than the norm, which is always a wonderful thing in a WOW event, trying to incorporate other unique, cool, different brands as opposed to the usual ones. It's great to have the usual brands, but it's always that much more special. And how about that? They got unloaded all their products. Well, I don't want to say unloaded. They were out of product after 2.5 hours.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, that must have been a lot of socializing, marketing, networking, and enjoying for the remainder of the day.
Now, that really wasn't a shout-out since that was a call-in, but now since I want to do a shout-out to somebody that participated in our event, which was fantastic because Jordan came on kind of like at the last moment. Jordan Tobins is the CEO and founder of the Upper Crust Pizzeria. Now, these guys are based in Boston, Massachusetts. That's where they started, and now they've got branches all over the place. But we had them come in from the Beverly Hills store, which was great. This is the best pizza in Beverly Hills, Upper Crust Pizzeria. Pizzeria.
I'll say it was fantastic. Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. And everybody liked it.
Everybody loved it, I should say. Yeah, everybody loved it.
Jordan brought in, I think, about 15 pizzas, right?
Different
and these are big pizzas.
Yeah, they're big.
And these aren't Domino pizzas. This isn't pepperoni and
gourmet.
Sausage.
Gourmet.
These were gourmet pizzas.
Yeah.
And every one, I must say, I think I sampled about four of them.
I was going to say, I tried to sample, because there were some small slices, too. I tried to sample as many as possible. I didn't get to all of them, but probably at least six of them.
Yeah. I had about four. So between
no
you and I had almost half of the pizzas.
No but favorite, but I love them all.
These are gourmet pizzas, okay, and from UpperCrustPizzeria.com, based in Beverly Hills, 243 South Beverly Drive. Go to their website and look. There's too many things on the website to even tell you with the different things to go to experience.
Yep.
But they've got pizzas, they've got pastas, they've got salads, they've got sandwiches, they've got a little bit of everything. And I must say, I've been to multiple pizzerias in Beverly Hills, and I think you agree with me, Matt, that Upper Crust Pizzeria is the best.
El numero uno.
Yeah. Yes.
And you know what accompanied them, the pizza, very well, Mark, was another client there, Labrice Cupcakes. That's Lebris Cupcakes.com. They're out of San Diego. They drove up all the way from San Diego to jump into our lounge to provide everybody with the cupcakes, and they were fantastic. Sprinkles, look out, because Labrice Cupcakes, two beautiful sisters, are after you guys to become the number one cupcakery in Southern California. So, LabriceCupcakes.com.
Speaking of Sprinkles, and I'm not putting a pitch out to them, but they're opening up a store in downtown Disney, which is, boy, they're going to make a mint.
They sure will. We know they got one over there in Vegas, right by the Ferris wheel, where there's
Oh, they got a Sprinkles there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, which is a huge one, and it's decorated really, really cool, big cupcake outside. So
I love a good cupcake.
I love a good cupcake, too. Hey, did you see the debate last night?
What a debate.
90 minutes is too long, I think.
Why don't I think 90 minutes
for
is
two
okay.
people? I mean, if there's like five or six people, but well, between
there's
two
There's a lot
people?
Of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
But it was quite a debate, and, you know, Matt and I aren't we don't express our political views in the media or in the public, but it was entertaining.
Very entertaining.
I like Lester Holt a lot. I've liked Lester Holt for years.
Yeah.
He's too nice of a guy.
He was too passive last night.
He's just too nice of a guy.
Excuse me, Lester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a great guy, though. Yeah. I'm glad he got Brian Williams' gig on
NBC
News.
What happened to – where did he get banished to?
Brian Williams?
Yeah,
he's
Siberia?
Back on CNBC now.
Oh, okay.
He's doing this is where he started, on the CNBC newscast.
Okay, so he's moving backwards.
Yeah, well, of course.
Yeah,
but at least he still got a job.
Very entertaining. Very entertaining.
It wasn't entertaining. I liked it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was very entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And I always like to hear the post-debate stuff. And, you know, it's funny how, you know, you're always going to find somebody saying how this guy was the best and that one was awful, and this guy was the best and that one was awful.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're seeing the same show that everybody else is seeing, but you just can't see.
Different perspective, different views, and that's just the way it
goes. It's amazing.
Hey, but it was shout out to the LA Rams, too. We are 2-1. If it wouldn't have been for that debacle where we were scoreless against the 49ers, how that happened, I don't know. I think they just had cold feet. But 2-1 for the Rams. 2-1 for the Rams.
We got also, congratulations to ASU, 4-0. They've started out their football season on a great note, 4-0.
Yeah.
And they've got a good lineup ahead of them.
Yeah.
One this week in the Trojans. They're in town for the Trojans.
And USC should beat them by at least 10.
Unlikely.
Well, they're favored by 7.5. I think they beat them by at least 10.
I think ASU is going to take them on. And I think
who did ASU play? I know they played Texas San Antonio.
What do you mean, last weekend?
Not last weekend, the week before they played Texas.
I couldn't even tell you.
Anyhow,
right now.
Big shout out
shout
Arizona
out to
State, but yeah.
And also, shout out to the Mustangs of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. They're on a winning streak as well, too. They're 3-1, I believe. So my wife's alma mater, the Mustangs of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. But man, I attended a great event last week in downtown Los Angeles, the 7th annual gala for Face Forward. It's a charity event, which actually was fantastic. Big thank you to Darren
Darnbro
and Mary Tran
for
inviting us to attend this thing, because this was a great event, and it was for a great cause. Face Forward Incorporated, www.faceforwardla.org.
Log on, make a donation.
Yeah, but I mean, this thing was great. Special thanks to they had a bunch of great sponsors, including Torrey Pines Bank, Roberto Cavalli, Ethiad Airways. You know, Ethiad Airways, they don't get the exposure that Emirates gets.
Aren't they relatively new?
Well, they're about as new as Emirates is.
Oh.
Yeah, but they're Audi to the Mercedes competition, Ethiad. But they don't have the same, I guess, marketing budget as Emirates has.
Right,
but again, this 7th annual gala, it was Havana Nights. It was at the Well, what was the name of the? It was Viviana.
Viviana, the old church, the old Catholic church
downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah,
Viviana, which was the which actually was the Archdiocese here of Los Angeles before they moved into their new building, which is fantastic. Yeah, I'm just looking right now at the program. I guess you didn't see this.
I didn't have it.
But Tom Arnold is one of the honorary. He's on the honorary committee.
Wow.
And here, boy, I guess he continues to lose weight.
Yeah.
Because the picture they have here.
We meet him at the Chris Everett event?
We did.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Here, looking at this thing.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see Shane Mosley there?
No, but I didn't see Brian Scott and AC Green until they stood up and spoke.
Well, I'm just saying that they're listed here.
Yeah.
I saw Shane Mosley name before as well.
I wasn't looking. Just again, like AC Green and Byron Scott, I wasn't looking at all. They were just,
well, they weren't part of the team. They were just inviting. They were giving away the
Yeah, but they were at the event. I'm just saying I didn't see them.
Oh. Did you know they were going to be there before they were announced?
No.
Oh. We'll see.
But they're tall people. I'm just saying.
That's kind of
weird. I think certain people weren't even out there, Mark. Like Nelly, when he got there, he wasn't intermingling with everybody. So I don't think Shane Mosley was, just like Byron Scott and AC Green or any of the other celebrities that were attached. What other celebrities were attached? Or is that it?
Let's see. Well, this is the honorary committee. It's just not, it's not saying the who's attached. Sharon Stone, honorary committee.
Yeah.
Tom Arnold, Nelly, Shane Mosley, Chantel, and then the other ones, the names don't look familiar. But anyhow, great event. Had a good time. And we thank them for the invite.
Yeah. Right. You know, we just spoke briefly about the new season starting for the fall, all the new fall shows. What about the shows that have recently ended? Ballers. What did you think of the final?
It was a weird ending. Yeah. I mean, he hit rock bottom, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
And it's, I guess next season is going to be about his rise from the ashes as the phoenix rises from the ashes. So.
And what do you think about the final episode of Ray Donovan?
I guess it was okay, too.
It was just okay, but I loved the last 15 minutes. I think they closed that for the fourth season. First season was great. Second season was great. Third season, I didn't really care for it, but I did enjoy this season, so I'm curious what they'll come back for season 5. What else has ended? A bunch of other things end?
Wow. Yeah, I couldn't. Brain Dead ended. I like the way that Brain Dead ended. I like that a lot.
Okay.
It started until the last 1 minute. You just thought it was a series goodbye, that the series wouldn't return next season.
Yeah.
But in the last 30 seconds or a minute, bam, here's the return.
What was that other show that was on that I didn't watch? Oh, you liked it. It was on CBS. I think it just ended 2 weeks ago as well. It was a murder
CBS?
Thing. I watched one episode, or I started watching one episode. You didn't like the first episode, so I stayed.
Oh, you're talking about Gothic, American Gothic? Yeah, I gave up on that. I didn't see the last 4 episodes.
A big shout-out, Mark, before we get too much deeper, to another brand that participated not only in our Emmy event. They're going to be signing up for our Oscar event, and it possibility of them taking being involved with our reality show awards, and they're also in Miss Nevada USA. And
wow, lots of stuff.
Yeah, isn't it? It's, I hope I pronounce this right. VidauNaturalHealth.com. That's VIDEAU NaturalHealth.com. They are an alternative medicine, beauty, and grooming company that integrates naturopathic and Pytho medicine. VNH also incorporates natural and organic beauty and grooming products that are rigorously curated to target specific deficiencies in hair and skin. And they just recently came out with a men's line too. In fact, I don't believe they introduced it at our Emmy event, but I think they're ready to introduce it at one of our upcoming events. So big shout out to them. Thanks for participating. Look forward to having you involved with Oscars in February as well as Miss Nevada USA in November. Hopefully we'll see you at the Reality Awards.
Wow, that is a mouthful.
I'm telling you, it is, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the Reality Awards, and that's cool. We signed on to do that a couple weeks ago, so I don't know if we actually mentioned it on our show here. But everybody knows there must be – how many reality shows you think are out there? 100? Couple hundred?
That's a good question. Let's just say between 1 and 200.
So let's say there's 200 reality shows out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Matt and I were just at the Emmys a week ago. Well, that's right. We didn't talk about that. But, boy, that was great. The Emmys, this was a great Emmy year because everybody's saying it's the golden age of television. So we went out there. We went to the few events that we go with the wives. And one of our good friends, associates, Kira, gave us a bottle of Vidi Clicquot. Champagne.
Our favorite.
And to enjoy prior to the event. So we pulled up in the lobby at the, we were at the Ritz-Carlton, and we
popped the cork
and had a great bottle of champagne before leading into the red carpet. Again, it must have been 95 degrees out there. I mean, it was brutal on the red carpet at the Emmys. But it was great. We bumped into, of all people, I mean, I love The Love Boat. And, you know, I watch The Love Boat every so often.
And
there
channel?
Was, there Pop. And there was Doc Bernie Coppelson, Bernie Capel. I think he's about 85.
Well,
you know,
he looked 95.
But there he was. It was always it was nice meeting Bernie. And did we bump into anybody else or two?
We did. John Voight.
Oh, John Voight. That's right. How cool was that?
Tell the story.
It was great. It was ending. So we're outside the Microsoft Theater. We're heading out. And I saw him. I said, there he is. And I bumped into him as he was asking one of the ushers how to get to Figueroa, which is where his limousine comes to pull him up. And I says, I'll tell you how to get to Figueroa, John. You got to go over here and over there. By the way, we're the Harris brothers. Big fan of you and Mickey Donovan. We got to get a picture. Okay, fellas. Okay, but hurry up. And just then his phone rang.
Still on his phone.
No, his phone rang then. And it's his limo driver. Wants to know when he's coming to get picked up. And of course, my phone wasn't ready. I had to get in the picture mode and get ready to take this picture. Yours was already dead.
My phone was already dead.
Mine. I'm scrambling to get to the thing. And he's like, come on, fellas. Very polite about it, but yeah. It was funny how he was saying, come on, fellas. And this was
we're talking about an extra minute.
Yeah, well, yeah. But this was a great selfie because the selfie with John Voight is actually with him on the phone with his limo driver. So, I mean, it's a great cocktail party. Topic you can talk
water
about.
Cooler.
So, really, really great.
Because John Voight is—he's not somebody that you're going to just see any day or everywhere.
And he's a classic. He's a legend.
History in theater and film and television.
Legendary Oscar winner.
Yeah,
you can go back to his
Midnight Cowboy in '69 to Deliverance to
go on and on.
Yeah,
to Mickey Donovan.
On and on and on and on. Coming Home, 1978. I mean, just. But fun evening, fantastic.
So, yeah, the Emmys
again,
were
it was
great.
Like another scorcher of a day. It was, like, super hot.
Yeah. Emmys were great. Okay, I want to do a quick shout-out again to opticsbyparker.com. This is a cool, hip, happening, Newport Beach-based, Southern California lifestyle sunglass brand.
Cool stuff, Mark.
Cool stuff because they've got the $100-plus sunglasses, plus they have the $35 to $45 sunglasses. So, I mean, and they were also at our recent pre-Emmy gifting suite a couple weeks ago, but we met them when we judged Miss Malibu a few weeks ago in Santa Monica. And Daryl, who's one of the principals of Optics by Parker, was very generous, very warm, welcoming. This was his first gifting. And so he went through his entire assortment of sunglasses, probably, I think, about 90 minutes, because out of the generosity of his heart, he wasn't just gifting the celebrities that were on the list. He was gifting their plus ones, their plus twos, their kids.
I saw the family of Shirley Brenner with her husband and the two kids. All four of them had the glasses, and the youngest one was like only 5 years old.
Yeah, so it was great because he was gifting everybody. So if you're looking for a different type of sunglass, something that's new to the scene, it's different from all the other ones. Again, I can't say it enough. It's hip, happening. Newport Beach based, Southern California style. I know you've got a couple pairs.
Yep.
I got a couple pairs of his glasses.
Yep.
And they're cool stuff. Actually, I think you wore yours on the red carpet at the Emmys.
Yes, I did.
So
I brought his pair and I brought a pair of mine as well. So I was going in between because I did say that I was going to be wearing it on the red carpet.
There
so
you go.
Yeah.
Opticsbyparker.com. Cool, hip, chic, SoCal.
And when you're thirsty after walking the red carpet and wearing these fantastic sunglasses and you need a drink or a belt, globalvodka.com as well as adamatequila.com. We were lucky enough to have both these brands involved with our Emmy event as well. Not just one alcoholic brand, two. I'm not sure which one I like more. They were both equally as well, different style, different flavors, but adamatequila.com. Philip De La Cruz is the owner, and Global Vodka as well. So thanks a lot, guys, for being involved. We look forward to having you involved again.
Wow.
So big shout out there on another beautiful Tuesday summer. Well, actually, it's not the summer afternoon.
No, it's fall.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think it, though.
No, you wouldn't
Our
think
leaves
it.
Aren't falling.
It was 100 yesterday, Mark. It was 100. And it was
felt
actually
like it was more than 100.
It was, well, by me, it was 100. It was 103 in Long Beach yesterday, and it was only 98 in Palm Springs. How about that?
Wow.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
There's something wacky about that. But, yeah. But by the weekend, it's supposed to be in the low 80s.
Wow.
And next week, we're headed to New Orleans, by the way, to judge Miss Louisiana USA. So we're going to be in New Orleans, and we're going to be in some wonderful 80-degree temperatures. Too bad that the Saints aren't going to be performing that Sunday, because we have Sunday all day available to play. But
hey, the Saints just played on last Sunday, Monday,
just played
right?
Last night, yeah.
Did they win?
No, they lost.
Oh.
They were down by 17 at one point. They came back, and
wow.
Drew Brees threw two back-to-back interceptions. So,
yep. Yeah. Okay. All right, well...
Any other shout-outs, Mark?
Yeah, I do have another shout-out. We've got our in-studio guest coming in here in just a minute here, Mooney Aroney. Samantha's going to be bringing her in just a second. So I want to do another shout-out to a great brand that we had at our gifting suite, which is something that everybody has to have when you're at a gifting suite, when you're at a party, when you're at an event, water. And this is Momentum Water. Momentum Water is great. It's easy to get to, www.momentumwater.com. It's total refresh. I mean, to remove normal acidic waste products accumulated daily and get rid of the acid wastes and improve your health, it's MomentumWater.com. 1, retoxify. 2, hydrate. 3, alkalize your body. I like the way that sounds, alkalize your body. Get rid of acid water and improve your health. So if you're interested in sampling Momentum Water and want to get a hold of them, go to www.momentumwater.com, and you can find out where you can buy it, and you can sample it, and start living healthy again. So we want to thank Momentum Water for participating in our gifting suite. Now, we just had our guest just came into the studio right now, and I sure hope I am pronouncing her name the right way, and if I'm not, she's going to correct me. Mooney Aroney. So, Mooney, welcome to the Tastemakers on LATalkRadio.com. We're happy to have you here. Can you start by letting me know if we are pronouncing your name the right way?
Yeah, you're pronouncing perfectly well. Mooney Aroney, my pleasure to be here today. This is my fourth time I'm here at the LA Radio Talk.
Wow.
So you're
a veteran.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You're a veteran of the whole radio show business, right?
And why don't you start off, Mooney, by giving us the name of the website for your cause?
Oh, my website is
ART4Peace,
like a peace, awards with a S, .org or .us. ArtForPeaceAwards.org or .us.
So you got it's .org or .us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I'm glad you told me that, because I was thinking, naturally, most people just think it's a .com.
Yeah, I just set it up that way.
Perfect. Well, this is great. This is good to know. Now, Mooney is she's humanitarian, speaker, celebrity coach, mentor, philanthropist, and founder of Art for Peace Awards. Now, the show is taking place at the Saban Theater in Beverly Hills on Sunday, October 16th. And Mooney says, art is the catalyst for peace. So, Mooney, you're the one that created this. You're the founder, the mother of this whole event and project. Why don't you share with us, our listeners, exactly what's taking place in Beverly Hills on October 16th?
I believe arts and wisdom will create peace, because I have lived peace since age 7, and I have practiced Qigong since age 7, so I had early wisdom that kept me.
Mooney, let me just jump in there real quick and ask, what happened at age 7 when you made peace?
Well, I had early Qigong training, and then I started meditation very early.
Wow, that is early.
Yeah, so that kept me and made me more capable of taking all the shocks around me, and that made me more tolerant and calm. I don't believe in retaliation. I'm for nonviolence. I'm for wisdom. I'm for love and peace.
Wow, that's a great place to be. Too bad. More people don't practice the exact same thing.
It's hard to practice when you don't have any space around you. So you need to create that space.
Wow.
Where you can be calm at all time. Even now, I put in yesterday almost 19 hours.
19 hours.
And
there's
here.
Only 24 in a day.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm here this morning and I'm sustaining a lot of the shock, just because in between I take 5 minutes, I just meditate, I qigong, that kept me aligned. And I belong to Tai Chi Minh Academy, Dr. Hong, Era of Conscious, and we have a lot of people like me who believes in the same thing.
Great.
And we are happy, content people, and that makes it so different.
Yeah, because especially in L.A., you don't come across that many people that are happy, they have harmony.
Well, everybody here in L.A. is all stressed out.
Yes.
They're
traffic,
pushed to the breaking
the jobs.
Point.
Not all of them are working 19 hours like you, but if they were, I could guarantee you they're going to be all stressed out even more. But, Mooney, why don't you tell us, what made you want to create Arts for Peace?
I did Art for Peace. It's born to do big philanthropy work globally. So this year we are donating our proceeds for Beverly Hills Arts Academy. And next year, maybe we'll do some other project. My main intention is to create a wisdom land where we can have different art schools. This is why I'm passionate about this. We have a lot of big artists in Beverly Hills who have won Oscars, Academy Awards, oh my goodness. And they're really not doing much today. Why? Because they have gone more wiser. And I feel like their wisdom and the treasure, and Bollywood the same way. I'm trying to create a platform where people can come from different angles, different faiths, and come together on one platform of wisdom and peace. Because the peace is not going to come by any religious institution.
Right.
It's going to come when you're wise and you create that space. Then you become not capable of hate or pointing finger or judging someone else. Let every be whoever they want to be, because a religion is common. I'm a Christian, Hindu, Christian, all of them, the religion is common. A religion is the way I live my life, the way I connect with my universe. There's only one Lord anyway. But the belief is different. I believe in Moses, you believe in Jesus, you believe in Muhammad, okay. Why is it bothering you? There's more thing in common than differences, you see?
Yes. Wow.
So that's why I'm going to do a candlelight ceremony on October 16th.
At the Saban Theater.
It's going to be a very historic event.
Wow, historic.
I like historic a lot.
It has never happened. We have people coming globally to come to light the torch of life.
Moni, would you like to share some of those names of the people that were coming, traveling across?
We have Princess Mariam coming from Philippines. We have Ping Chang. I think he's coming. He's a big basketball player from China. And we also have a delegate coming from China to support us.
How did you come about finding these individuals
that had interest
with the cause?
I've taken three world tours this year.
Three world tours this year?
Yeah.
Wow.
I went to like 6-7 countries.
I'm sure you've racked up the frequent miles.
Yeah, I did a lot of press conferences.
Frequent flyer miles.
And I'm very blessed because media loves me. I'm a little ant, but I seem to connect with them.
I like that, little ant.
They like to write about me. They like who I am as a human. And I think even a lot of this Getty photographer, they're always with me at the red carpet. I will be attending Latino Music Award on October 6th, and I'll be at
that's going to be the Dolby Theater.
Yes,
yeah.
And I will be speaking at the Red Carpet for Art for Peace Award that day. And those of you are listening, you're listening because you're supposed to connect. And I want you to connect with me, work with me, and be part of me, because together, I believe we can make a global change.
I agree with you.
I agree, too.
It's all about uniting universal artists for peace.
Exactly. And you know something? A lot of people you see around the world, they're using the logo, We Are One. I said, oh my goodness.
We Are One?
So many people.
Yep.
We did a woman in white walk in Los Angeles. So there was a guy came from Russia. He has a whole film, We Are One. I said, really? And then we have this finger next to our heart, one finger next to our heart. And I saw United Airlines has that thing. I say, oh my goodness. Because we're all supposed to connect. Mm-hmm. That's why, and maybe hopefully they will be our sponsor next year. You watch it.
Hey, you never know. Hey, let's just go back a step. Tell us a little bit more about this candlelight walk.
The candlelight ceremony.
The candlelight ceremony, how history is going to be made this evening.
Okay.
Foreign dignitaries are going to be here, celebrities.
Yes.
And just regular people that just live down the street. So tell us about the historic candlelight walk.
The first thing is all of these people are coming from China and Morocco, Tunisia, Afghanistan, Pakistan.
Which makes this a truly international event.
Right. Africa.
Global.
We have Emperor Al-Fafa, I think his name is. He's coming from Africa. So all of these people, and they bring their entourage in their costumes.
And the entourage, wearing their traditional African garb.
That's right.
Wow. Makes it more of an international event.
Global.
Exactly. So, and then it's going to be exciting because we are trying to create an event which is very visual. We're not using too many words. And if there's an introduction, it's going to be done by video. So you are not going to be bored. You're going to have constant action.
Well, you know what, Mooney? That's right. You're not going to be bored because there's
also
movies.
There's movies.
There's a Larry King movie. There is a beauty pageant.
That's right.
There is entertainment all night long.
Exactly.
Dinner is being served.
That's right.
Red carpet.
That's right.
What more could you ask for?
Also,
I think that covers everything.
One, I want to tell you something. We kept the ticket prices low so these people can come and network and brand.
I believe the ticket price started at $55. Is that correct?
Yes.
And yeah.
I also
bring the family.
Yes.
Yeah. Bring the family.
And
bring
also,
your neighbors.
Yes, if you have a business, come with everybody because then you can spread out and network. Because if you come alone, how many people are you going to network with? So you want to network. There are a lot of wealthy people coming. There are investors. There are people coming from filmmakers. There are people coming from all faces of life. We have sports people coming, military coming, people coming from
foreign dignitaries.
Yes.
Global
royalty.
Royalty. And I think you mentioned, too, there's a possibility, a slight possibility, that the Dalai Lama might be attending.
Well,
or he was invited.
I'm talking to the office.
Right.
His office, and they're trying to schedule.
That's probably not an easy task. To even get through the office
I'm
to speak
global.
To the Dalai Lama.
I'm very blessed. I'm
yes.
very global. And
she's
very
connected.
Blessed.
She's connected around the world.
I'm very blessed because I'm born to serve people.
Yeah.
Everybody listening,
take
my message.
Mooney, we hear that there is a possibility there is some very, very strong talent attached to this event. Possibly
right.
We heard that Diana Ross might be
yes.
performing.
Yeah. Yes.
Now,
but Dan, we have a lot of other talent. They can go on, but some of the nominees are already announced on
right.
some of the categories. And we have very, very big names that are coming on the art category.
Now Mooney, to go over the categories, I want to make sure that everybody knows, we not only have a music category, there's also fine arts,
yes, right.
cinematic arts,
yes.
dance,
yes.
and culinary arts.
Mm-hmm.
This is
in
extraordinary.
Culinary art, we have Gary, who is the chef for Oprah Winfrey.
Private chef for
and,
Oprah,
and
yes.
And he is very passionate about what I'm doing, and he's going to come and basically take over the whole section, and he's going to do all the nominees, and we have other people, but he's going to be one of the presenters.
I heard somebody told me that one of the people coming in is in the name of freedom for the music nominees.
Yes.
Is that correct?
We have Ganda Boys coming from UK, and we have our Hollywood stars. Pink Floyd was part of it. It's called In the Name of Freedom.
That
goodness,
is
they're
huge.
So good.
Yes.
Fantastic.
They're so good.
This sounds like a show, an event that you said earlier is going to make history.
That's right.
And it's something
I had
that
dinner plans that night with Barbara Streisand. I'm canceling.
You cancel
I'm going
those
to this
right
event.
Now, brother. You cancel. Where you want to be on October 16th is
yeah.
the Saban Theater in Beverly Hills.
That's right.
And it's...
We're going to have a roster that day.
A roster?
Everyone comes in. I want them to sign in. I'm going to take this roster, and we're going to record it at the Congress. I already have spoken to them, and we're going to put it also in our Beverly Hills history.
So you want everybody signing in like when you get to go to a wedding, and they want
yeah.
you to sign in?
Yeah,
sign in. Mr.
Yeah.
and Mrs. Matthew Harris.
That's right.
I see.
Yeah. So
okay.
everybody comes in. I also have made a special request to all the stars. I want them to mingle with public, heart to heart, shake hand, take pictures with them, let them brand and use their name to brand themselves.
You want them intermingling with the
common folk.
That's right.
The people with the $55 tickets want to meet the celebrities, the royalty, and all the dignitaries.
The VIP tickets,
because
the VIP
I feel
section.
Like it's very important to network and brand yourself, and this is why I opened the door. And I tell you something, not even one star has any issue. In fact, some of them told me, Mooney, I've never heard anything like this. They always put us in there. I said they're not paparazzi. These are nice people. They're going to be coming.
And speaking of paparazzi, I know as a fact there's going to be a lot of paparazzi press and media.
Red carpet, media wall.
They always follow me anyway. But that's why, but I'm very much loved by the media. I'm very blessed with them.
That's a good place to be, Mooney. In fact, you just said that you were invited to attend the Latin
Music Award.
Latin Music Awards taking place
carpet.
Next week at the Dolby Theater.
Yes.
And you're conducting an interview in the red carpet.
Yes.
And are you going to be talking about the cause of
yes,
the
I'm
Arts
gonna,
for
I'm
Peace?
Gonna, I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to invite some more celebrities to come. There are a lot of stars coming that day.
Yeah. I just heard about this event just yesterday, as a matter of fact. So I'm not sure how long it's been in the planning stage.
You're talking about the Latino Awards?
Yeah. I just heard about it yesterday. But it sounds like a great event. I mean, it's at the Dolby Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds like a great event, but it doesn't sound like it's going to be as great as Arts for Peace Awards taking place
on October 16th
at the Saban Theater.
That's correct.
It's a special event.
Special event, and it's going to make history.
That's right.
Now, to get tickets, Mooney, we could get tickets either at the Saban box office.
That's right.
You can get them on Ticketmaster.
That's right.
You can get them on Eventbrite.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three different places you can get tickets right now.
Right. Did you mention the Saban website?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the Saban website or at the Saban box office in person.
It's going to be open seating.
Oh, okay.
Which means first come, first serve.
Yes, right. Only first come. If you want a good seating, you come early.
Yep.
Because we don't want to allocate the job and the person is not there. You have empty chair.
And we know people in LA come to places late, so you better guys get your button gear and get there early.
You want a good seat because there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff, this
and
is going
to
be...
you want to be there.
Yeah.
You want to be there.
This is an afternoon evening packed with fun, family, entertainment, celebrities, press, media, royalty,
and beauty, fashion and beauty, too.
So there's a little bit for everybody.
As long as their child is 5 foot tall, they can come.
Is 5 foot tall?
I want them to come.
Oh, okay.
Because my message is for the kids.
I
want them because they are the future of this country. What am I going to do with the older people? I want more young people, more young generation, more love, more. They bring so much energy. And I think it's good everybody connect together.
This is
regardless
true.
Regardless of age, I don't know why the kids are always cut off. I want them to come and enjoy. It's going to be a clean, wonderful event.
Yep. And it also benefits a great cause. It's going to the Beverly Hills Academy.
Could you share a little bit of information about the Beverly Hills Academy?
Beverly Hills Academy, we're going to have almost 32 art schools. I believe, I already have probably 20 good stars. They are retired, not doing much. I've talked to them individually. I told them about the project. I think they're going to be a very big asset. We have a very big star with us, Senator Pasquale. He has a whole museum of his art collection.
Senator, where's he from?
He's part of Art for Peace.
Oh, okay. Great.
He's one of the parts of the core of Art for Peace. He's going to donate his artware for these girls from Queen Asia Pacific. So they're going, I don't want to have bikini because I feel like why woman has to undress to show her beauty.
A lot of people feel that way.
Why can't she be just beautiful in beautiful clothes?
Oh, and that being said, also one more component I think we forgot to mention. There's going to be a silent auction at this thing. Again,
that's right.
The auction items will benefit the Beverly Hills Academy.
That's right.
So I think we're going to have probably going to be about 30 or 40 items at the silent auction. So after you come in, have a bottle of water. There's going to be water being passed around if you want to have a cocktail. And then before you have dinner and before the movie starts, enter the VIP room, which is where the silent auction is taking place. So bring your checkbook, bring your credit card, ladies and gentlemen.
Be generous.
Be generous.
Great
and there's going to be there's going to be a lot of things to bid on. Plus, you take it home with you, and then you're benefiting the great cause. So nothing is better for a charity event than a silent auction.
Yeah.
That's right.
The fun stuff, too.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. So, like you said, Mark,
Bring your checkbook and your gold card, please.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or platinum.
We want you to bid and bid generously,
I understand, because there's going to be some art there, too, rather than the pricey side. So you might want to be bringing your black card in addition to that platinum card.
You have a very scientist coming, by the way.
Oh, boy. You don't hear that very often.
And this scientist has discovered to produce electricity without any windmill, without any solar.
Wow.
So he's on the first phase finish.
We are going to have a little bit of this, a little bit of that at this show.
Very important
but,
people
you know,
coming.
Mooney, why don't you give the website again because we're getting ready to log off.
Okay.
We have to give a couple
arts,
quick.
Arts, like ART, number 4, Peace, PEACE, awards with the SAWARDS.org. Or U.S.
And is there a phone number that people could call?
You can get 310-299-6035, 310-299-6035, or you can call 626-826-7800. She's the manager.
Wonderful. Hopefully
that
everybody got
great.
That. Well, Mooney, thank you so much for
thank
coming
so
in today, being a
honor.
Guest, and everybody mark that in your calendar, October
Everyone
16th.
Everyone listening to our voices because we're supposed to connect. To connect with us,
we're
connecting. All here.
Connect.
We are one.
That's Uniting right. Universal Artist for Peace.
That's right.
Great. Well, thanks again
Thank
for coming
so
in.
Much.
We appreciate
Thank
it.
My pleasure.
I want to do a couple additional quick shout-outs over here to our listeners for our events that we've done the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
Helen Ficalora. That's H-E-L-E-N F-I-C-A-L-O-R-A. This is a great jewelry store in Beverly Hills. They just recently moved to, I think they're on Cannon now, off of
Camden.
Camden. Yeah. No, not Camden. Camden's Cannon? by the plastic surgeons are in Camden. This is Cannon. And they provided us the gift bags for our recent pre-Emmy gifting suite. So and it's a pendant place. I guess they have pendant and charms type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Helen Ficalora. com, based in Beverly Hills on Cannon. If you're in the Golden Triangle of Beverly Hills, please pay them a visit and tell them the Harris Brothers sent you. Also, a quick shout out to Helusions. Now, this is a great product that was also at our pre-Emmy gifting suite. High heels, high goals. We want to thank Bill Mauck, who's the CEO and founder of Helusions, and that's Helusions. com. They're based in Missouri, and please visit their website. And Bill, thanks so much for participating. So all our listeners, thanks for listening in today's show. We appreciate it. And if you want to follow us on Facebook, it's facebook.com/wowcreations. We're always looking for more friends on Twitter. That's twitter.com/wowhollywood. To see what's going on with the Harris Brothers and Wow Creations, including the upcoming Arts for Peace Awards in Beverly Hills, October 16th, go to wowcreationsmedia.com. We're on Snapchat, we're on
Instagram, Twitter,
LinkedIn.
Two different Twitter accounts.
Yeah,
MySpace.
You can see us on A&E. A&E is running Storage War Classics with the Harris Brothers, and that's the A&E Network. It's on every Tuesday. Check your television list.
Because we might be on tonight.
That's right. We might be on today. So, like Pitbull always says, every day is above ground is a good day. So enjoy, live. Love.
Peace.
Later. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.